Cage Cousins, we shouldn't have left you.
Shouldn't have left you.
We Mm-mm. shouldn't have left you.
Mm-mm. Shouldn't have left you.
Without Mm-mm. something dope to step to. We step are back. Two. Step two. Mm-hmm. This is a true meme martial arts. Meme. We have the intellectual striking styles of Cage Against the Machine with the ground tactics, reversals, and ability to submit you at any position of Bishop Chronicles. We bring to you a broadcast MMA moment.
This is an extravaganza.
This is an extravaganza.
It's truly a moment.
Complete with crackers and butter.
Absolutely. You might be a Cage Cousin. You might be part of the Bishop Chronicles Army. Better yet, a Navy.
Woo, tell them.
It's going down. What are we
Marcus
doing
Garvey
today?
Ain't died for you to eat butter, bro.
What?
Marcus Garvey ain't died for you to eat butter, bro.
I don't know if you looked at Marcus Garvey lately, but he liked butter.
He liked butter more than you did.
Yeah, shea butter, in fact, but butter.
He liked butter more than you.
Speaking
bro.
Of which, that might need to be your Halloween costume, Double D. You might need to dress up like Marcus Garvey.
We just found your cosplay.
The whole outfit, though.
Bro.
Wow. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You.
I think you might be looking at an ancestor.
I think you should be Marcus Garvey. And me and Deshaun, or me and Edisa, one of us will be Farad Muhammad, one of us will be Elijah Muhammad.
I want to be Malcolm. I just want to be Malcolm.
No, you get to be Angela Davis, bro. That's what you get to be, bro. You put a fucking wig on and you get to be Angela Davis.
I want to be Malcolm.
Why sweet look?
On any other day, we're trying to be positive, but this ain't that day.
This is positive. This is so positive.
You see, I'm trying to, you see, I flew all the way out here for this fight. Dana got me this island. I'm sitting there trying to figure out when the fighters are coming, and you should have known
this fight was never happening.
I should have known. It's you know, anytime that you come to a UFC event and you got to swim in like Rorschach,
man,
on a boat. Made of dead bodies. No.
I mean, I never thought it was happening, bro.
No, I know you knew. It was always going to be bad. It was always going to be bad. So we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to catch everybody up on events in UFC, MMA, although everything's on pause right now. So
everything.
We'll be playing the pause game with our favorite sport, apparently. And then we're going to continue our discussion upon the rubric and scoring for the classic hip-hop album. And this will probably be an evolving conversation because we can bring this conversation to so many other podcasts. Mm-hmm. Because they're all linked mm-hmm. to this hip-hop stuff. And mm-hmm. they want to talk about it. So there's so much going on. So obviously, we thought we had a fight. We got juiced.
Nope.
We had an announcement Monday. I was like, yo, we got a fight. I'm so excited. April 18th is going to be Tony versus Gaethje. Last time, if you remember, Adisa and I talked. We said, wait a minute. Clearly, we have seen there has been a declare from Most High that Tony Ferguson is not to fight Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Law doesn't want that to happen.
This has been booked 5 times.
Allah does not want it to happen.
Period.
We don't know why. Period. We don't know what Allah's wisdom, what the hikmah is in that, right?
No.
We just know that it's real. I'm going to assume, as the in-house Muslim, that Allah's trying to protect Tony Ferguson's body and soul from draggage and submission beyond the normal threshold that he is accustomed to. And so, even though he ain't Muslim, he should take this as a blessing from the Almighty Allah. You understand what I'm talking about?
And it may just be And it may just be that, again, Allah does not want Habib to lose. So he's protecting Habib.
No.
But then, hold on, brother. I'm almost there.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So then we get a fight booked. Tony versus Justin. I'm excited because these guys actually have the same style.
Right.
They take a lot of damage. The wrestlers who stay in the pocket throw these stinking, I was going to see spitting elbows and disgusting inside leg kicks. I was so excited. It was going to be bloody. They take a lot of damage. I was pumped. And I know Gaethje is managed by the same manager as Habib.
Right.
And he's got the same coach as Rose. This was exciting. I was ready. Then they made me know that Ngannou was going to fight Rozenstruik.
That was what I was looking for.
Bro, you're my age group. Do you remember OG Rampage, the video game? Do you remember the video game? Let me school Deshaun. The premise of this game was you could either be King Kong, Godzilla, or a giant wolf. And you climbed a building, and who could ever beat up the building the fastest would be the winner. But they also had a versus mode. That versus mode was going to be
this fight
versus.
It was a gargantuan thing.
It was huge. It was going to be some kaijus fighting on an island.
Mm.
Then we had Rose Namajunas versus Jessica Andrade. The part two, we're going to see Rose back in the mix.
I missed her, man.
Put on that Oakland Sancho lineage on her jaw.
The whole lineage was going to be placed on one side
on
of her
one
jaw?
We were going to
put all of the lineage.
The whole way she was just working Jessica, slipping under, bip, 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 bip. That whole fight, Jessica could not touch her until she touched her.
Damn.
Until she grabbed her. But the way she just was landing. Move, come on, get out the way. You don't want to fight me. You're not ready for me.
You don't want to fight me.
She was beating her like she was in a parking lot of Storyville.
Damn.
And why is that ill? Because Storyville ain't got no parking lot.
This is ignorant.
I'm back.
The ignorance is real.
I was so excited for this fight. There were such great lineups. And I was going to get my UFC back. And then Wednesday came. And we saw that Rose had dropped out of the fight. And I was very disappointed. But I said I could make the best of it. Sorry to hear that Rose had lost two members of her family to COVID-19.
Unbelievably horrible.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah.
Scary. What? Seriously?
Yeah.
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 What?
Yeah. It was terrible. Side note, what up to my OG homie on the cage live right now, Peekaboo, a.k.a. Sean Ross, the man who got me into jogging. Love you.
Hey, Sean's in here? What's up,
hey.
Sean?
Yeah. I owe you a mixdown. It's coming. Long story short, I was amped. I tried to hope. Then Thursday hit. And we got the announcement. Thanos came in and snapped. Boom. Disney said, no, you are not having a fight. Dana said, wait, I'm on an Indian casino. That's not California. I've got my own island. Let's talk about the island that I showed up.
Where is it? What do we know about the island?
The Mortal Kombat Island?
All I know was I was asleep on a plane leaving Australia with my father's casket. And when I woke up, I was on this island for some reason where phones don't work. And that chick from The Hobbit is over here everywhere. The Wasp?
Really?
That was for a Loft's reference. Anyways. We don't know where this island is. We don't know where this island is. But as I told Deshaun, there's levels to this meme game.
Okay. Right.
There's a white belt meme. There's a blue belt meme. There's a brown belt meme. Okay. There might even be a purple belt meme. But we'll go to the black belt meme. The white belt meme. Deshaun says it's a fight on an island. Shang Tsung is not going to be happy with Dana. That's a white belt meme.
I like
Mortal Kombat cannot be white belt, bro.
It is. I thank
that's
you.
Fucked up.
The blue belt meme was, oh, that's we now know where M. Bison is.
That is a blue belt meme.
Okay. I gave you a couple other little memes, you know, to get you up to the blue. There's the whole Lost reference, which might be the purple belt meme.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't watch none of that shit, so go ahead. Y'all can live that up.
The purple belt meme might be you know, whoever wins the UFC on the island will go back to fail their city.
That's possible. That's fair.
They will have to talk like this. Wear a hood.
I'm sorry.
You don't get the reference? Arrow?
I'm sorry, I must have missed. Oh, is that Arrow?
Arrow. Remember, he starts on an island.
Oh, yeah. On an island. See, that's not the same as having a whole fight league on the island. You know what I'm saying?
It is. He learned all his martial arts on the island, fool. He learned all
it's
his
not
martial
the
arts.
Same. It's not the same as having a combat competition on an island, bro. It's not the same.
I can't. No, you loading that chat to try. I can't agree with that. The brown belt meme. The brown belt meme. On this island, any fantasy you want is there, as long as you don't tell anybody what you do to the robots. Do you watch Westworld?
I know it, but don't watch.
Oof. The black belt meme. Are you guys ready for the black belt meme?
I agree with this one.
The black belt meme. Okay? I'm going to right now, to make myself honest, I'm going to search three words on Wikipedia.
Thank you, bros.
Three words. I just want to read something to you.
Go.
Three sentences. Lee, a highly proficient Shaolin martial artist and instructor from Hong Kong, is approached by Braithwaite, a British intelligence agent investigating the suspected crime lord Han. Lee is persuaded to attend a high-profile martial arts competition on Han's private island. That's the synopsis of a movie called Enter the Dragon.
Yeah, I like that one.
I heard of it.
Which in the fight, they use fingerless gloves.
Adisa, do you see where he's going with this?
I do.
Okay, He believes that this is
I can tell
more accurate.
Audience, that's the black. To be real. If you go back and you watch the documentary Inside the Octagon, the 30-year history of the UFC, when they designed the Octagon, it was to replicate Sancho tournaments that used to happen on the island of Taiwan and was inspired by Enter the Dragon.
Listen, it's not as fun that way.
The finger was...
Mortal Kombat is much more fun. So
Mortal Kombat is a trash game. You don't even play Mortal Kombat. You play Injustice.
I used to play Mortal Kombat.
It's a trash game.
I started out on Mortal Kombat.
Look, if you want to talk about fighting games, you got to talk about OG Street Fighter where you had to punch the actual thing.
I like
you see
that.
What I'm talking about?
I like that.
Silver Ball in Berkeley. We had to punch it. And the bot, when you got through everybody, you know who the boss was? Sagat. And then when he knocked you out, people would be like, what the heck is this Muay Thai stuff?
Yeah.
It's Muay Thai. Black people had no idea until Jean-Claude Van Damme came out with something called Kickboxer. Then all of a sudden, you see black people kicking trees everywhere.
I knew what it was. But that's only because I was a nerd. I only knew it because I was a nerd, and I used to buy magazines. That's it.
Right. Black belt.
Was
inside,
a nerd?
Kung Fu.
Okay.
Still a
watch
great
out,
nerd.
Blood. Watch out. You're going to be one of the few people who get fucked up during the quarantine, and people are going to trip out. I thought Adisa said he was going to stay indoors. That's what they're going to say. I thought he said he was going to stay indoors.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you agree. I'm glad we agree that that's the master level meme. It's like, you can't make this up. Read any description of Enter the Dragon and it sounds like Fight Island. My little brother, Izzy, Israel Adesanya, said, I want to go to Fight Island to knock somebody out and sacrifice them in front of the Illuminati.
Oh, that's exciting.
And then I said, I was like, are you sure you want to joke like that? He's like, I could say that because I know the fight's never going to happen. And then for Thursday morning happened. And Disney was like, nope. Snap the finger, nope. And in the same snap, they moved Black Widow to November.
Damn. Black Widow's inconsequential, man. For the record. Like, don't ever again, when talking about real human beings fighting, mention a film that no one cares about. Don't ever do that again.
Hey, Deshaun, I'm just curious. I'm not really good with numbers.
Don't do it.
I'm really bad with math, even though I have two MBAs. How many zeros is there on a billion?
Oh, man, that's 9, I think, right?
Right. That's the amount of people who came out to see the last Avengers movie. A billion. Hadisa, a billion, as opposed to the movie I'm going to eat an edible tomorrow and watch to actually get through, called The Rise of the Skywalker. I know this is going to be terrible. I can't wait for it to be terrible. I'm going to give a full review on how terrible this is. I'm only watching it because of you.
This is great.
Black Widow is consequential. Because, let's remind Adisa, since he wants to hate on the Avengers, how many UFC fighters have been in an Avengers movie? Quiz. Trivia quiz. How many? Who can answer that?
Oh, that's a good question. What, I count 3? What is that, 3?
Very good.
I don't know.
Okay. How many MMA fighters have been in it? With 3 UFC, but how many MMA fighters have been in a MCU movie?
I swear I have no idea. What is the answer?
5.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah.
So what that got to do with UFC 249, though? Because, nothing.
So UFC.
$1 billion that have nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
UFC
is powered up.
Yeah, exactly.
He's powered up off of butters and crackers, bro.
Straight up.
And tea.
So UFC is distributed by ESPN. ESPN is a Disney product.
Right.
And Disney is the one who's like, no. No UFC. No Black Widow. All y'all gonna wait.
Right.
You know what's crazy, though, Deshaun?
What's up?
Do you know who's about to close? AMC, dude.
Really? I heard about that. They're doing bad for this quarter. They're doing bad.
Trouble. And you know, if you look at the article in the New York Times and in like Wall Street Journal, they show our theater as the model of the, like, that was the one that made the most money. And that's the one that's going to, that they're like, probably won't be here anymore.
And what's cold, Adisa, what's cold is that they were like closing and may never come back.
Right. Like it's like, yeah, like the whole company may fold.
But isn't that an indication that what we always knew is really true? That all this shit was, we were being overcharged for hella shit, right? Like, popcorn cost $10, a cup of water cost $8.
Yeah.
I'm with 2 kids and I just paid a car payment to go see a damn movie, right? And it's like, what the hell, man? And it's like, you know, I can't tell you all the years I was married, how many years me and my wife smuggled in like 2 pounds of candy that we were refusing to buy at the damn theater. You know what I mean? And it's like, maybe if they had more human business models and they cared about the families first, they would still be here because they would have actually made more profit from the returning families that could always continue to keep coming. But by bleeding us out every time we want to see Black Widow or Avengers or whatever, like, it's just not fair, blood. So, like, I don't care that they're going away.
It's like, no, I agree. It's sort of like It's like you have this moment.
You see his pose afterwards. Like, I don't care that they're going.
It's like you have this moment, like you're like, I can imagine. I don't know. I'm just putting myself.
You can see the theatrics.
Yeah.
See the theatrics.
He's so proud.
I don't have kids, but I'm just putting myself in your shoes. Like, son, it's time to have a very serious combo. Like, we can see Frozen, or Dad can put you in college, but we can't do both.
Right. Or you know what it is? I'm just like, look, we're going to see, like, you ever see the Boondocks? Remember where he like smuggled in like all the
Grandpa.
That was me.
All right. I want to thank you for coming late because our Zoom is going to end soon because we're cheap.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The 40-minute time limit or whatever. We got to start up again.
Is that what we have to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much time we got left?
9 minutes.
10 minutes. Oh.
So are we going to get on this hip-hop list or not?
We are. Okay, so we'll do a half an hour on this. So, Deshaun, you're going to have to edit this one because I'm not going to be fortunate enough to it. So how do I do this? I end it and then what? How are we going to set up the next one?
Same way. So we end it.
Set a calendar.
No, we'll just click on the link again and see if it'll let us back in.
Got it. Okay, let's do it. Okay. And I just have to stop it, huh?
Adisa, don't.
So, Cage Cousins.
Cage Cousins.
We're hacking the system like we do in hip hop. Innovation at its finest, which is always my premise. Yep. Reminder, what we do here and what I do with my brothers, we try to explore the interconnection between martial arts, creativity, innovation, wellness, mental health. We really want to take these kind of techniques and say, what can we learn from our journey? With hip hop, with martial arts, and how do we apply them to everyday life to be better husbands, fathers, educators, community members, and try to save the community. If you're really into martial arts, this quarantine ain't nothing. It's nothing. It's more
nothing.
Push-ups and sit-ups.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. Stance work, diet, whatever. As we were talking about earlier, man, this quarantine stuff is breaking people. You know, we had an incident this morning where beloved people, you know, were just like cracking under the pressure. Try to use these. It happens. We're not all going to be fresh 100% of the time. Use these times and techniques to try to transform yourself. Now that you can't run to the liquor store, now that you can't run to get your trees, now that you can't get your powder, you should be okay with this. This is a good time to detox.
This is a cleansing.
The cleansing.
And back to our point, I want you to think about this Fight Island thing. Clearly, God does not want Tony Ferguson to fight. So he wants him to, that's the common theme. He's protecting him because he's not going to let him fight Gaethje either. Or she's
maybe, not gonna. Maybe again, like, you know, again, you know, the in-house Muslim.
Hi, my name is Adisa and I'm the token Muslim.
I'm the token Muslim on the show. And I'm just going to say that, you know, I think that Tony Ferguson is being protected. This is a divine protection.
I agree.
It's not a protection for Habib. Habib is the war hawk who dismantles opponents. He is not being protected. He is the one who is undefeated, mopping fools. In the name of Allah. And when the whole thing happened, he asked, yo, is it cool if I go to Russia real quick? And they let him go. And then the lockdown kicked.
He's being protected. We agree there. That's the theme.
Okay. Everybody should have their own resident Muslim.
We have
one. They should.
All right. So this is interesting. We have been debating this. And one of the things that the lead in is we find that we always get so frustrated with the judging of MMA fights, especially the UFC. But what I find when I talk to people, especially when I go to Seawolf and I try to get new casuals to learn the sport.
Shout out to the Seawolf.
I'm so glad I'm doing everything I can to keep them open in this quarantine, man.
Hello, Monica.
Love you.
What's up, Monica?
What's up? There is the rules as it is and the rules as they want it to be.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that we're struggling with this. And the analogy I gave Adisa was, being in the barbershop and arguing with a young buck about a classic hip-hop album and realizing they don't really honestly have any criteria or rubric to gauge it. So we tried to come up with our own.
Right.
And so involved in this process, myself, Double D, Adisa. So a couple of the categories we said for this classic album, do you guys remember what they were?
Yep.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Okay. So the production.
Production.
Does, and we said that all of this, to be a classic, it still has to be timeless. You have to be able to play it 10, 20, 30, 40 years after the fact, and these rules still apply. And what are these rules? The production, does it still bump? Can you nod your head? Will it turn your nose up? Does it make your family dance? Can you play this at
this face?
Can you play it at the cookout?
Can you play it at the cookout and everybody's like, right?
Yep.
How about the hooks? Adisa brought this great point. The hooks, are they fun? Are they memorable? Do you still sing along?
Mm.
Will they transcend the genre and generations?
Mm. Right.
Okay? It's really important. Next is the lyrical content. Is the wordplay visual? Are there good stories? Mm. Is the artist believable? Is there a logic to the flow?
It's real.
Okay.
And then what's really important, the supporting cast.
Well, no, we have that. You moved ahead. Hold on.
Whoa.
Okay. Then the concept and the cohesion.
Yep.
Do the songs have a logical order? Do the tracks relate to the concept? Is the concept dated or is it ahead of its time? Mm. Some things are not relevant anymore, right? Okay.
Factual.
And then the final one is a decent hint to that. The supporting cast. Do the features add to the concept of the album? Do they take away and distract? Are the features relevant? Or are they just someone's trying to get marketing?
Yeah. Or trying to put a whack homeboy on for no reason.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm sure there's a reason.
Okay.
A whack homeboy.
I feel like you didn't vote though, Adisa.
No. I tried. Look, all fairness, I tried to get in and do it, and I was having issues. When I tried to click in the first box for the email, it didn't let me.
Okay.
That's factology, man. I really did.
Look, we're gonna talk about me and Deshaun's picks. And then you'll do your picks. And
what, I'm just fried liver on the side, blood?
You didn't do any picks.
Damn.
Did he do picks? Did he do picks?
I think it's 30 minutes late with no picks talking about. Picks. What's up? What about
what's
me?
Up? No picks.
Shut the hell up, Deshaun.
Well, I gotta shut up. I turned my homework in, bro.
Because you over here laughing at fools, blood, because they had technology. All right,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at you, bro. I'm sorry.
He said you're like a developing African nation.
You know what? In front of Marcus Garvey, for you to say that?
Yeah, I know.
It's for shame. Garvey.
In fact, the fact that you laughing at this portrait of your grandfather is really disrespectful.
I'm just upset that the oldest nigga in the classroom didn't turn in his homework. And he want to be mad.
And he's the teacher.
Both of you are getting suspended.
This is detention anyways.
Horrible.
All right.
What the hell? All right, go ahead. Start on.
No, this is going to be an evolving combo. I'll tell you what. Because we don't want to...
Circular, right? Just one pick at a time?
Yeah, but can't we just go in a circle? What the hell?
Bro, you're so angry, bro. Control your hip.
Pause. I will match my album against yours.
That's the line.
But Adisa hasn't done the homework, so it's hard to just go around in a cipher.
But I'm sure
I forget it, blood. I'm doing it right now. Y'all do yours. I'm going to start submitting mine right now. Shut the hell up. Go.
Okay. What was your first one, Deshaun, since you're a producer? I mean, and you're the young buck. I want to hear what you think.
So I had to take a certain outlook at this.
Yeah.
Because if I tried to go based off of the criteria that we put, just it was going to be way too difficult. There's way too much music, right? So I was like, if I'm going to come up with like a global number one, it was Tupac, All Eyes on Me. Even though you're saying that it's cheating.
Hold on. Yeah.
Watch, here we go. He thinks
it's two albums. It's two albums. That's the Sean.
You really hating on that?
Yes, he is.
On more productivity.
He is hating on the double album.
How are you gonna hate on more productivity?
Not hating.
That's like hating on vinyls because they got two sides, bro.
So let me explain to you what you just did. Let me explain what you did. And this is Deshaun for you. This is Deshaun.
Oh, he's gonna wrap me up. Okay.
Okay. Let me explain to you. I invite Deshaun over to my house for dinner. I say, why don't you pick up a dessert for four people? He will bring in a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker and make a sheet cake and make candles. Okay? Like you just needed some cookies. This fool will bring in an entire shelf.
I'm an overachiever.
So here it is. That's one word for it. It's called doing too much. Secondly, if your album pick was a UFC fighter, I would be the ref saying, you know, you have to wait behind the cage. Only one of y'all can fight, right? You know that.
No,
right?
It's one person with double the skills.
Fighter. It's one fighter.
It's not fair, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, if you think the two of us are going to sit here and let you negate Tupac's fucking masterpiece, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, the audience says tapes got two sides. Well, shout out to you Young Bucks for knowing what tapes are. You agree. But with Tupac, that's four sides. It's two albums. And
but
not
the
all
problem
that
is
good.
Why are you mad?
It's
why are you
mad? Album,
yeah, it's
not good. It's
two
albums. Look it up.
Listen, he could have already been done with his whole thing, but you want to talk about his excellent work ethic, blood? You're an entrepreneur guy.
Says,
how are you hating on a man?
This is the guy who didn't even do it. Okay, go ahead, Deshaun. Go ahead. I'm interested. Okay. All eyes on me. Tupac. Sure. Let's look at the scores.
Okay, you going to the scores?
Right. Yeah,
I can't see. Go ahead.
I want to see. Let's go through your scores. Let's see which one it is.
All right.
Tupac. You gave the production a 5.
Yes.
I mean, it's hard to argue with that because anywhere you go, California love.
Ambitious as a writer.
How do you want it?
California love. Yeah. Like, all of these, bro, it's crazy. Only God can judge me. Every one of these songs.
All eyes on me.
Like, every one of these songs, whether you're gonna dance, you're gonna move, you're gonna have a
agreed.
Visual reaction.
Agreed. Agreed.
There's like 10 on this list.
Agreed. Agreed. Fair. Agreed. The hooks, you gave it a 5. Same with the production.
Gave it a 5.
There's people who don't even know who Tupac is and like rap, but will sing Ambitions of a Writer chorus.
Shorty wanna be a thug. Like, as soon as it comes on, right? Like, your mom know it. Your uncle's gonna say something. Like, it's crazy. How much is on that album.
And crossover potential, right? Crossover potential. Shout out to Best By Far Vegas Tribe. I don't know why you retired. I do know why you retired, but you were an incredible fighter. I am so glad I got to watch you live, my man. All right, so here's where we disagree. You gave the album's lyrical content a 5.
Yes.
I don't think that that is Tupac's most lyrical album.
I'm not saying that it is his most lyrical
album. I know.
Given the criteria that was given on lyrics that stand the test of time and are still relevant today, stuff that he's talking about that was happening for young black men then is still happening now. Woo! It still relates now. The shit that he was talking about, I'm sorry, we're cussing? I don't know.
You guys already cussing. It's too late. You throw out N-bombs. I mean, you just done it. So, you worried about the content now. Compared to Machiavelli, though?
Or it could be argued, it could also potentially be argued that, was it Me Against the World? That one was hard, too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Strictly for my N-I-G-G-G-A's.
That's hard, bro.
I'm just saying, compared to Machiavelli, the 7-Day Theory, that's the lyrical content.
I'm talking about what's still relevant today. Like, rather be a nigga is basically Tinder, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, are we relevant? Are we talking relevant or are we not? Like,
I guess that's fair. I guess that's fair when you have an artist who has a body of work. We can't compare that. I can't say this fight was better compared to this fight. All right. So the content is there. The concept and cohesion, obviously.
Yeah.
The first relevant. Whoa. Got too excited. The first real concept album for gangster rap.
What album? What concept album? What?
Obviously, you could say that gangster rappers were making concept rap before this, but not on the level of after this package of All Eyes on Me came out, everybody in hardcore rap decided they had to.
They had to change. That's true.
It was the grid on Adobe that everybody stuck to. Like, thunk.
Yeah, that's real.
Nobody was gonna make unconcept albums after this.
Yeah.
And if they did, they did so at their own risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they failed miserably, right?
Many.
Okay. And then the album supporting cast.
I mean, ridiculous. He had everybody from, like, wasn't Richie Rich and
he was
he had Casey and JoJo on there?
Yep. But I didn't put a 5 for the supporting cast. I don't think I did.
He got 4, right? Well,
I gave it a 4.
I would argue that All Eyes on Me, I would have given it a 5 because it's the only place that you're going to get everybody you mentioned and the Wu-Tang and Boot Camp Click and Red Band.
Mm.
At the time that happened, it was very hard to cut through the nonsense, and everybody was making it an East versus West when it was really a Death Row versus Bad Boy. And I think that album proved that. The fact that he could have Boot Camp Click. I mean, right. there's people in the Bay who would not have listened to these artists if not for Tupac. Cosign.
I'm one of them.
Really? Interesting. Okay, dope.
When I was listening through the album and I was trying to pick, because I was trying to really be honest to the scoring system, I was like, and I know I'm probably going to get canceled for this later on.
You're canceled.
I'm probably going to get canceled for this later on. There are a lot of features on that album that I could just do without and still love the album. You know what I'm saying?
That is an interesting point.
Let me ask you this.
I agree.
The features or the song?
The feature. So if the song's got to stay. The song's got to stay.
So if you took off the features, it's a 2-verse song.
No, he's just saying you can get somebody else to do them features, right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody else to replace that artist, right?
Right. Like the artist, like, I mean, because they're a part of time and because we consider this classic because I consider it classic, you don't want to change anything.
Right. But
I'm like, as I'm listening and I'm singing along or whatever, I'm like,
yes. And yeah, SIBO was on that album to answer your question. But also,
he was not impressive.
He's never been, and I'm gonna get dragged for that.
One day I'll get murdered by Crips randomly for saying this now, and nobody will realize this is why I got murdered. But I've never really been highly impressed with him lyrically, or his production. I'm not mad at it. I've just never been impressed, and that's not even me hating. Just, you know what I'm saying.
I'm with you, but I'm not gonna get murdered.
Thanks.
And just to name some more features, we got E-40, Be Legit, Richie Rich. We got Richie Rich. You know what I'm saying? We got George Clinton on there. Danny Boy is on there for a few times.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? At you. Exactly. We got Rapid Fote on there for Only God Can Judge Me. We got Snoop Dogg, Casey and JoJo, Corrupt is on here, Met the Man, Red Man, like. Nate Dogg, the great Nate Dogg is on here. Like, it's crazy. Like, the album is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And Dre production.
And right.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. It's funny you said this because my number one album that I picked, that I started with.
Oh, I submitted all my albums, by the way.
Oh, lovely. Okay. So my... We never say the time. We never say the time. The album I started with, I promised Adisa I would do a West Coast album, an East Coast album, a Midwest album, and a Southern album.
Okay.
My West Coast album is by a group called Digital Underground.
Mm.
And the album's called Sex Packets.
Hey, man. You actually... I didn't think to do that. That's legit.
That's why we have differences. That's why we're here.
That's legit.
The album's production, I'll give it a 4. And the reason why I'll give it a 4 and it's very high is if you know the songs, they're still exciting, right? But it's not a 5 because it's now an obscure album and you would have to know it. Like, I don't know that Deshaun knows the album.
I don't.
Hey, man, that's a dope record.
I'll be honest,
you will like that record.
I don't know it.
You will like that record. Well,
and you know why? You do understand that Tupac came from Digital Underground, right?
I do understand that story. Yes, I understand that. Yeah.
So, in terms of the hooks, I gave it a 5. When you're at the party and Humpty Dance comes on or Do What You Like or Freaks in the Industry,
people will go bonkers.
Period.
I know all 3 of those songs. I don't know the album.
The oldest church-going grandma is going to dance to Freaks of the Industry.
She's going to be like,
Okay. What do you think about the album's lyrical content? I gave it a 3.
I would have given it a 4 only because it was very funny. It was a funny album.
Amazing. Amazing. Mm. Yes. But in terms of...
It wasn't a bars kind of album, though.
No, it was a fun album, right?
It's a Tommy Boy classic.
Mm.
It's a Tommy Boy, so it's in the same family as Naughty by Nature in terms of it's not really, like you said, it's not barred up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, it does have a battle between Shock G and MC Blowfish.
This is true.
You ain't never heard somebody rap against a fish before.
Underwater Rhymes.
Underwater Rhymes, son. You don't know about that?
Underwater Rhymes was the first song on their original demo.
Come on, bro. Tell
him. That was a great song.
Tell him.
Underwater Rhymes. And then
Underwater Rhymes. And let's not forget The Danger Zone.
Hey, The Danger Zone is proof that hip-hop was always against drugs, man. That was a great fucking record, man. Come on. Against crack. Against the whole shit, man.
Talking all about the track. I wouldn't give a cripple crab a crutch.
Mm.
Come on. It was Dope Fiend Carla.
Woo! She said, can I have $5? You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Come on, bro. You know I loved. You know I loved Digital Underground. I'm a Berkeley dude. I love Digital Underground. And then finally, the concept. Everything you were talking about, online dating with Tinder.
Yeah.
People using X, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sex Packets was prophetic years ago talking about that.
Yeah. Talking about what Sex Packets was is it was a fake drug. It wasn't real.
Right.
But it was a drug that you could buy a drug and like sleep with a chick. It put you through this crazy thing and then you'd wake up and like that was a deal. Sex Packets.
It was a drug, but it was almost cybernetic too. So it was like one part Tinder. And it was one part.
There was like this digital edge to it.
It's weird. So it's like they were so ahead of the game of doing that.
And like people used to see, like there were articles asking if Sex Packets were real.
Right.
In the beginning, like when it first came out.
Right. Yeah. And at a certain age, people were asking, could they buy Sex Packets?
Right.
That look on his face.
It's deep.
I'm just saying, I know certain people who were approached and said, can you get me some Sex Packets? And they would take the money and never come back.
Exactly.
And then the final one, the features. Money B, DJ Fuse, Raw Fusion. I mean, some of the
Money B counts as a feature, though. Because that was their debut.
That was the crew, but the crew wasn't signed. Shock G was signed. Shock G was Digital Underground. But nobody else was signed.
There's a shitty aspect of the business, but we'll talk about that on another episode.
Tommy ain't my fucking boy. When your fake moves. Okay. So yeah, that was just my one. Let's see.
Okay.
Adisa Bajenko. Bonjoko, I'm going to say your name right one of these days. Which one? The West Coast. Here it goes. He wants the smoke. He literally wants the smoke, you guys. Adisa, I said to him last episode, Adisa, there's albums that I, as a man with a house full of women who one day will have children and expect that my child be a daughter, there are albums I can't even listen to anymore. He said, really? What album would that be? I said, The Chronic. What does he choose?
The Chronic.
What does he give the production? A 5. You can't argue with it.
Say something about that classic ass production, Blake.
You can't argue about it.
Here's the ill part. Here's why The Chronic is so ill. Some songs you would almost rather hear the sampled version than the original.
Right.
That's not true.
No, you're
after
right.
You listen to The Chronic, it bumps so hard. The song, some songs you're like, no, just play, no, play The Chronic version. However, one criticism I have of the production of side of The Chronic side B, it's an EPMD album. Fight me.
Wow, that's hella disrespectful.
But factual.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
that.
No.
Not
Stranded on Death Row. No, I mean, Lyrical Gangbang is Stranded on Death Row is You Got to Chill.
But that's not about EPMD. That's no. I gotta time that out. Why is it getting timed out? Because it's funk, and the funk is from the West. They were sampling us. We weren't sampling them. Get out of here. I can't accept that.
Electro funk is from the West.
Listen to what I'm saying, blood.
Electro funk is from the West.
If you sampling Roger,
James Brown
Zach,
is from Georgia.
Any of that, we made that love happen.
There's a
we
southern, made that love happen. Southern in me who so is not gonna let you
care.
Skip that.
So I don't care if Parrish and them sampled it, blood. That's West Side stuff, blood. So. Who cares, blood? And Dre used it better. There's all kinds of beats that Dre used. Like if you listen to Eazy-E's debut album,
he sampled
ba-boom, ba-boom, right? But he like flipped it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So yeah. I don't care, blood. You know what I'm saying? It's Damn. Dre, fool. He makes, he'll take
Dre, you fool.
And do it better, fool. Get out here.
Okay. Hooks, he gave it a 4.
I'm looking at it right now. Ain't nothing but a G thing.
Nothing but a G thing may have been one of the more memorable hooks of the whole rap. Yeah. It's like this is like that in it.
But that was live, blood. People do that in a club. If you play that in a club, everybody will say it's like this and like that.
Right. And a cookout,
that's true.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah. But maybe, wait. Now that I think about it, you're right. Because not all of them, not all the hooks. Where everybody's like, not everybody's gonna sing Let Me Ride.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Bad Boy. Cat,
exactly.
Fair.
I think we're being nice with the hooks. That's it feels like a 3, but we're giving it a 4, giving the prestige.
No. I'll tell you why. Because, right? Like, rat-a-tat-tat was hard, blood. In the club, everybody. And I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back. Everybody.
Right now, though?
If you play it, right now.
At the cookout? No. At the cookout, people are like, what?
Like, right now? Are we serious, bro? You lying, bro.
Actually, you know what? I didn't like Bitches Ain't Shit.
But
that was a horrible hook. Horrible hook.
But memorable. I sang it for 15 years until I got some soul. y'all. That shit sounded great during a divorce, but y'all don't want to tell the truth. Lyrical content.
As a man in a divorce, I vouch for that.
Yeah. Lyrical content. I got 3 letters for you. RB to the motherfucking X.
Flex, wicked, styling.
Oh! Maniac with a jacket. Cause
come on,
days niggas react. I put my clap, boom, boom. Now I'm on death row. Fuck it. Niggas going wild.
Every night they shoot. It's like
Beirut.
Bro. Hard. West Coast, blood.
Blam, blam, blam West to them all.
Listen to them shots from a nigga, doggy dog. Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was hard.
My one thing that I would move it to a 5 from a 4 is, though. I heard she was a Frisco dyke.
Do you know how many people have moms that are dykes from San Francisco? I do.
Right. But is it, are we trying to, this is my number one beef. There's nothing wrong with being queer, gay, lesbian, whatever.
Transgender.
If we're going to argue, like at that time in hip hop, we're going to try to say that San Francisco is like the center of this. Like LA's.
It was.
Like LA square footage of Hollywood isn't bigger than all of the Castro.
As a casual daily culture, though, I mean, my grandma lived on the edge of the Castro. I mean, dude, Hollywood. In 79 and 80, I was watching dudes arm in arm, hand in pockets. I was like 8.
Yeah, but we talking about 93, Hollywood.
That's my point.
Hollywood.
But what I'm saying is Beverly Hills. Hollywood had an elite culture of homosexuality and gay stuff that was tucked. In the Bay, Atlanta. Nobody cared. That's all I'm saying.
Miami, Florida.
I'm saying it wasn't like the Bay, blood. I'm not saying it didn't exist. I'm saying it wasn't as casual and open as in the Bay. That's all.
Do the songs have a logical order? The concept, the chronic, even though it was a mispronunciation of hydroponic, yeah, it was pretty ill.
I don't know if it was a mispronunciation of anything.
It's kind of documented.
Is it?
It's kind of documented.
Can you pull up that document on the interweb?
Okay, so it's called The Defiant Ones, and it was on HBO.
Oof.
Remember?
Yes.
You see that one? Remember, and Snoop says, I'm smoking this shit, and they said it was hydroponic, and I was so high, I was like, it must be the chronic.
But that's weird because, and the reason why I'm going to challenge that whole situation.
He's throwing the flag
is
up.
Because if you know West Coast hip hop, like I do, all right, I will cite Exhibit A.
Please.
Which is a little group that only a few real West Coast G's know called Above the Law, also produced by Dr. Dre.
Black Superman.
Right, but on their debut album.
The hardest video in rap, ever. Black Superman, ever. Okay. The intro of that video is the hardest.
But here's the deal. On their debut album.
Yes.
They have a song called Flow On.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think it's 187 says, all I know is he says something.
Let's go to.
And he goes, the rhymes are so hard, you say it's the chronic. So the chronic was already a terminology in South Central. And hold nobody on. Knew what the fuck it meant.
Hold on. I'm gonna check it.
Here we go.
I'm going to the Fuckyberg site called Flow Genius.
On Above the Law.
Flow on. Above the Law. I'm going to the Fuckyberg site. Shout out to Dallas Penn. Flow On Above the Law, Move Me No Mountain. Not KMG. Cold Wayne 87.
Yes. He says, listen, if we twist it into zigzags, we can all get high off the shit. So legit, label it chronic. Because if our rhymes was a robot, they'd all be bionic. Get off me, West Coast OGs. That's what I'm talking about.
If we twist it into two zags, we can all get high off the shit. It's so legit, label it the chronic. You are correct. Let's look at the year.
Predating the album by Dre himself.
1990.
Of the same title. I rest my case, counselor.
You're correct. Great, great. This is why they call him the Bishop of fucking hip hop. That's why. I recant my statement. Correct. Hold on. I think he would back me on this.
Yes.
It's not NWA and Aftermath that comes with the most innovative culture. It's the artists that you don't know as much that they pull it from that make the culture.
Hella real. Because to this day, I believe personally for that phase, I'm talking about Dre's production style before Chronic.
Yeah.
That production wise, what he did for Above the Law was miles above what he did for Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
It was a way better album.
And then by the time we get to Chronic 2001. It's a whole different atmosphere. Last thing, supporting cast has to be a five. These Long Beach and Philadelphia MCs, like lyrically gangbanging on track.
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible. Dude.
And as much as we know that the album has many things against women that I don't defend.
Right.
The fact that they had Rage on many tracks dismantling Fools, blood.
Yes.
Like anybody who really respects rapping, or if you rapped and took it seriously, when you heard her, you knew better. You knew better than to think like, why they put her on the track.
Right.
Mm. Blood, step aside, blood. Rage was dismantling Fools lyrically, for real, every amazing. Time.
Gentlemen, this was great. Yeah. We all have our votes. I'm glad you did this. Let's do this again next week and get some more people. We might bring in a DJ. Maybe we'll get Sean G from Native Sons. Let's do
Sean
this again.
Sean G, come get on, blood.
Sean G.
Right. Okay?
All right.
I love you,
great, man. I appreciate y'all.
I love you.
Love y'all. Yeah. And be safe in the quarantine. Don't go nuts. For real. Yes. Like, call somebody. Call me.
Hey, yo, and if y'all could catch me, call me a boat or a plane, I'd like to leave this damn island. All right, I'm out of here.
Later.